Ted, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Tell me, what is the Lansing Jobs Coalition?
The coalition is a group of citizens who have come together to try and help the economy here in Lansing and create quality jobs with benefits.
All right. And those quality jobs, as far as you're concerned right now, include a casino in downtown Lansing.
Absolutely. A temporary Indian-owned casino here in the city.
All right. Where'd you get the idea?
Well, actually, we got together one night for dinner late this fall, and we were sitting around discussing the economy and the state of things here in Lansing and the unemployment, and pretty much came up with the idea of what could we as citizens of Lansing do to help the economy and our friends and neighbors.
Well, we've heard a lot of negative things about this. How dare they think of bringing gambling to our fair city? We're trying to upgrade our image. We're trying to raise families here. And the last thing we need is gambling.
Yep, we've heard those same concerns. But what we've decided is to promote the positive side of gaming. I can tell you that in most communities where people are concerned about a rise in crime such as prostitution, white-collar crime, armed robbery, things of that nature, petty theft, factually those things simply are not true. In fact, communities that host Indian-owned casinos actually benefit economically from those casinos.
So what is the plan? Where would you like to put this casino? What's the long-term plan for this? And what tribes have you gotten interest from?
It's interesting you ask because whenever we have this conversation with someone, inevitably the second question is, where are you going to put it? And I have to be honest with you. In all likelihood, I will not be the one making that decision. Our goal as a Lansing Jobs Coalition is to gather 4,178 signatures within the next 90 days from the registered voters in the city of Lansing. This is only a citywide initiative. This is not countywide. So we need to gather those signatures and then turn those signatures over to our city clerk, Chris Swope, who will then vet those signatures. And if they're good to go, he then shares that with the Lansing City Council, at which point it'll be put on the August primary ballot.
And you believe that you'll get those signatures?
Absolutely. We only need the 4,178 because that is based on the number of registered voters in the city of Lansing. It's approximately 5%.
And you believe it'll pass?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Why is that?
I believe because of the current high unemployment rate in our area, the need for jobs, with benefits. And did I mention the need for jobs?
And so the plan is to have an Indian-run casino put here. Have you had conversations with any tribes?
In all likelihood, what will happen, since the original story broke in the newspaper, we've been contacted by several Indian tribes in the state, which I don't want to mention at this point for obvious reasons. And we've also been contacted by one of the more traditional corporate casinos wanting to know what was going on, and they also have interest as well. Our whole purpose for focusing on an Indian-owned casino here in the city is because currently the city of Lansing has a deal with the Radisson Hotel that no other hotels can be built in downtown Lansing until the year 2020. Well, how are you supposed to spur economic growth when you have a stranglehold on something that important to a downtown community? So what we're looking at is gathering the signatures, putting it on the ballot. If it passes, and then in all likelihood, my hands will be washed of it, and then it will go over to the city. The mayor and the council, and they will then put together, I'm assuming, a type of gaming commission. And if the initiative passes in August, they will then be directed by the citizens of Lansing to enter into negotiations with eligible federally recognized tribes to bring a casino to Lansing.
Well, the hotel part of it is what was interesting to me because I knew of that law. I thought it was very interesting that someone could get a monopoly going like that. Good for them. But when you talk about economic development, when you talk about bringing conventions and other activities to the city, we need as many hotels as we can get.
Absolutely. I can tell you from my own experience with my previous employer, we would have two conferences here in Lansing every year, one in the spring, one in the fall, and we would literally book out the entire Radisson Hotel, have the convention for 2 days at the Lansing Center, which is a nice facility, but we were constantly shuttling our membership back and forth from other hotels in the community, like the Holiday Inn South, formerly the Sheraton, which is now the Lexington. So it would be wonderful to have a larger facility downtown.